one doesn't exist without the other. So no matter what negative thing happens to you, there's something.
Welcome to Finding Your Spark again. I am so glad you're here with us again this week. My guest, Changor Daniel, was born and raised in Yugoslavia, where he studied engineering, as well as one of the most powerful healing methods of our time. Author of Bioenergy Healing, Simple Techniques for Reducing Pain and Restoring Health Through Energetic Healing, as well as three other books, and now an online seminar on the same subject. Changor teaches internationally and practices in Florida with clients all over the world, thanks to his effective long-distance healing method. Welcome, Changor.
Thank you for having me.
I am so glad you're here. I feel like there is so much that we will get to learn from you today that I am already, I'm not even waiting till the end to wish it went on forever. But maybe once two things are connected, they're always connected. So it's all right.
Well, hold on. Some of it may blow your mind.
I love that. I love that. Well, you know, there's so much in your bio there, in your history, that is a real match for the kinds of things that we talk about here all the time. And healing is such an important piece of that. When it comes to distance healing, there's a leap that people have to make. And I wonder if you could just talk a little bit about that to warm us up.
I assume it would be easier to explain long distance healing today than 100 years ago. Because suddenly everybody can do long distance communication wirelessly, which we could have done before with our brains if we really got into it and learned how to fully use it. You know, you think of someone and the phone rings and that person is on the other line, right? Or you get a text message or email or such. We are constantly connected. Now, I'm very curious in nature, and I wanted to find out all these things for myself, especially what I was feeling as a kid. You know, all this healing energy, there's a feeling to it. You can feel the heat, pressure, magnetic pull or push and such. And it goes for the distance as well. And you can learn how to bring this up from your subconscious. We're all connected. Now, how do I prove this and how do I approach it? My favorite was always through quantum physics. The other one, nowadays, again, genetics show us certain things. You know, we can all be traced back to 100 people who left Africa 25,000 years ago. Our genes are 99.9% the same. If you walk on 2 feet, you know, we are related. And we're just farther relatives, but we're all relatives. So already there's a connection, just like between you and your child or parent or somebody close to you, there's an embedded energy that just stays there. So that's one explanation. The other one, quantum physics, much nicer. You know, we appear to be physical in nature, right? But we know that this is 70% water deep inside. And if you start exploring what's in a cell, what's in a molecule, and then you end up with the atom, which is 99.9999999% empty space. It's a little nucleus in the middle and an invisible little cursor flying around, you know, that little electron. It goes around so fast that if you could actually see it, it would just be a giant ball of emptiness. And you put together a gazillion of those, and here you are, you know, appearing to be solid, but this is all energy that expands as far as you can reach. Your energy field, everybody's field, goes around as far as they can possibly reach. Now, this changes all the time, gets smaller, gets bigger. However, again, back to the frequency, there are certain frequencies that go through us right now. Thousands of them, as a matter of fact. You know, all the radio frequencies that your radio can pick up, they're always there. They just don't turn magically on when you turn the radio on. And the same with the cell phones and same with everything else. Thousands of radiations around us, all kinds of electromagnetic fields. So we kind of get used to it, and we suppress some of them, and we can bring some of them up. And it's kind of your choice. You know, you what do you do when you meditate? You know, do you stay with yourself, or do you expand this energy somewhere else? And eventually it makes sense through vibrational connections and just in general. We're all connected on wherever you are on this planet. We're connected with the planet itself, with its all with its own resonances. So, and at one point I accepted the science as I had it. I mean, I still read the new things, but I got to a point where I accepted it as a fact, and I didn't have to think about it anymore. And, you know, I see it working all the time, and I don't think about it if it's working or not, but I think about the task at hand of what kind of illness or what kind of person I'm dealing with. The difference between working on somebody one-on-one, even though touching is not necessary, since the energy, again, expands as far as you can reach. So we are working with the energy field itself. I don't really have to touch anybody physically. Now, again, quantum physically, yes, but classical Newtonian physics doesn't work there. So it can be from several feet. It can be the next street, or it can be the next continent. It doesn't matter. What matters, you know, the difference is when you're next to me, my hands feel the energy. And I've been feeling it for, you know, half my life, or actually most of my life. So it comes automatically. I could watch the TV or have a conversation and work on somebody. But when there is a distance between us where I don't see you, I have to go into deep meditation and visualize your energy itself. And that was the process that also came naturally to me. However, over the years, I learned how to convey that knowledge and teach others how to get to that same result. So whatever I do, anybody else can do. It's like playing the basketball, you know? I mean, everybody can play basketball. There's a group of people who play it better than others, but everybody can do it. Riding the bicycle, flying an airplane, you know, just not everybody does it. And I was just lucky to find my gift when I was already studying something else. However, studying engineering pushed me into trying to understand, you know, the energy healing itself, or the energy itself for that matter.
Well, there's so much in all of that. It's so beautiful. It's so beautiful. You know, I think the most moving piece of that is actually where you're going with it. So I know that you studied with an incredibly powerful person and have a mission now that is incredible, so exciting. So maybe you could tell us a little bit about that.
Well, my teacher up to date has healed more than 1.5 million people. And most of you haven't heard of him, you know. I mean, his name is even less pronounceable than mine, Zdenko Domančić. He's from Croatia, and back in the 80s, he was the first one to prove the existence of the energy and of its powers by healing people with gangrene and such. And he started, you know, after a few hundred thousand people, you figure out what works and what doesn't. And he developed a system specifically open to everyone. Now, this was later. I met him much before then. But already then he was doing group sessions with hundreds of people at the same time. There were people snaking outside the streets waiting to see him. It was quite a big phenomenon at the time. And there were a few of us who were chosen by a professor in Belgrade who measured our energies and considered us gifted, like we should learn this. And that's how it started. The rest was word of mouth. At that time in Yugoslavia, where I grew up, if I stopped somebody's headache, the next day the entire street knew about it. You know, people communicate more there. And it went really well. It's an amazing method, which later on he added a few extra moves to. We met again in 2006. And it just, again, blew my mind with how powerful the method became. And that was still without teaching people how to feel the energy or how to see it. So in my system, I start with that. So we learn how to feel this energy around us, how to see it, how to manipulate it. In essence, everything is the imbalance of this energy. It's either too much or too little. And it happens because of either it slowed down or it stopped moving. Same with the blood circulation. If it stops, there's a big problem, right? So we recognize those areas. We can, you know, train. We also, I do the system so every individual learns by themselves which hand is the dominant, for instance, which one feels the energy more. So they learn how to do these diagnostics and how to basically heal. It takes one afternoon to learn the basics that will carry you on. It's either by, you know, reading my book in one afternoon, of course, or you can check out any of my online seminars, courses. We even have special effects showing the energy movement and such. In the book, there are exercises, and let me just quickly find one. With many of them comes a little QR code like this. And so if you don't get the move from the pictures, you aim your cell phone at it and you get a short video. So a little innovation into the world of, you know, traditional healing. In essence, it all started with that hands-on healing. It's just a much more modernized version, much more scientifically approached and explained. So literally anybody can learn to do it.
Well, I'm so touched by this mission of yours, because really personal power is so important to me and to the way that I interact with the world, right? That I feel like, you know, when we're kids, we have these experiences. And a lot of times people who are walking around today as adults had those experiences where they knew that the door was going to open, or they knew that the phone was going to ring, and they were automatically tapped in. And then they grew up, right? And the world said, don't do that, cut it out, right? And there was literally a moment for me where I was really tapped in all the time. And when I was about 16, I just freaked everybody out. And I thought, oh, you're not supposed to do that. Okay, I get that now, right? And that got packed away for me for a long time, right? Before I came back to it. And it only comes out in those acceptable places, like with your horse or your dog, right? In those places where you're like, nobody will know about it.
It's the most fun working with babies and horses and dogs. They feel the energy. They respond to it. I used to work when my kids were riding, and I don't know, by accident, I noticed a horse having a problem. And after fixing it, the stable owner came over and like, oh, you know, this is wonderful. Can you work on the others? A few weeks of that, and all it took was showing up at the stable, and all the heads were turning out and, you know, pick me. It's amazing. So the world of the energy and this language, it goes over barriers everywhere.
Yeah, that's it. Is that it doesn't, if you're paying attention, there is no boundary there. And so finding that pathway of communication is so much easier, as you described, when you raise that energy, when you raise that awareness of the energy. So it's really exciting to me that you're teaching people how to do for themselves.
Well, there's a hidden agenda too. I realized after years of healing others, like, wait a second, I haven't been sick. And it took me a while to go back to 1989. That was the last time I had a cough or something. And yes, I kind of tried to live a healthy lifestyle, but along the way, I tried every possible diet so I would know what to recommend, tried every possible exercise. I tried everything, good things, bad things. Should have been sick at one point, but it didn't happen. And finally, it dawned on me, you know, this energy is not mine, what I use for healing. It's everywhere. It's like the air we breathe. You know, you inhale and exhale. So the energy comes in, comes out. It's the ability of the body to transfer the energy that matters. So the constant work on others requires the energy to flow through me. And that constant flow prevents the formation of obstacles and keeps me healthy. So many of my students came to that same conclusion. I had some students from many years ago, and they would come to me like, gee, I'm still fine. I still haven't been sick. Well, then I know you're still doing it. And it's like Muhammad Ali said, it's better to give than to get or to receive, right? What goes for boxing goes for here too. The more you help others, the more energy goes through you, the healthier you become. That's the, you know, the final secret to perfect health. Beyond that, of course, you need to know what you're putting in your mouth and certain other things. But the biggest controller of your health is right here.
Yeah. So I love that you're talking about this movement. It's really pivotal, because I think certainly from the work that I do, quite often people sit down. They sit down in an emotion. They sit down in a time period of their lives. They decide that it's time to coast. There's so many reasons, right? Life is sometimes difficult. So people just go like, oh, I'm tired. Forget it. I'm not 20, right?
It only gets as difficult as you want it.
That's right. That's right. And this concept of movement is so flow is the pivotal part of that.
The entire universe keeps moving. It doesn't stop. And should be your task as well. As soon as you stop, your energy stops, everything else stops. And of course, keep your mind positive, keep it happy. That's the best way to keep your energy open. Think of those friends that you have that are negative, or that one friend that you have negative, or they show up and you just feel like your energy is being drained, right? Well, you have family, you can't kick them out or anything or so. But everybody knows somebody who drains their energy, right? And how does it feel? And then you think about the happiest friend you have when they show up and the whole room, you know, lifts up and lights up and you're happy from them. They give you energy, right? So that's an outside influence. You're better than that. You can influence your mind even more to stay on that same level of happiness all the time. You know, things are zen. Everything is zen. The earth moves, the universe keeps moving, everything moves. So if you decide to stop, you are just creating yourself a problem. There are always obstacles, but the size of the obstacles depends on what you make it. Everything we know in quantum physics is made of positive and negative particles, same like the yin and yang. One doesn't exist without the other. So no matter what negative thing happens to you, there's something positive attached to it. Sometimes maybe not as positive, but if you concentrate on it, it will be. And just the notion that this happens. Okay, I used to look, I mean, I was developing my philosophy slowly. So yeah, everything happens for a reason. Yeah, there's something positive in it. And I always looked for it until I found it. Then I realized, well, it's always there. I shouldn't even look for it. It will come. And that already, that notion puts you in Zen. And the third part of my philosophy is just, well, don't piss against the wind. You know, you go with the flow, do the Tai Chi, And so the flow eventually, you know, everything is a sinusoid. So everything eventually finds its own frequency. You know, you just, you have to make your aim though. You know, you have to have a goal. You have to have a plan once you have a goal. It doesn't just happen. But when you get that flow, it does happen.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much in there that it's a great philosophy. Thank you for sharing it with us. I particularly honed in on this section where you said, once I proved to myself that there was always positivity somewhere, that if I was willing to focus, I could find it, then I understood I didn't really have to focus because I could draw it to me in this very open way. That's the way I heard that. If it's not exactly right, you'll let me know. But
what happened, you know, and you're looking for that in really in everything in life where you want to achieve perfection. You know, the martial artist practices his body, you know, his whole life to be able to not be in the combat that he was training for.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
To be confident that, yeah, I could kick his ass, but it's all right.
Yeah. So there's an element of all is well and all will be well, right? Which is, I was just talking about this morning, that there's a certain willingness to believe that allows us to sort of let go, but to literally loosen the grip.
Belief is good, but knowing is even better.
Yeah. Yeah. But in that first piece, right, if we're talking today with people who are like, it's great, but I got traffic and I'm on my way to the office and it's not always all is well and all will be well, right? That when we go, okay, I'm just willing, it comes like that. It comes so fast.
You know, you're saying, oh, I'm in traffic. Ooh, that means you have a car. You're better off than, you know, most of the people on the planet. You can turn on your radio, you know, eat, drink, whatever. There are many, many, many positive things there that you can use your, do the podcast or whatnot. So it's, again, just the perspective. It's everything can be looked at from different directions. Now, your goal, since keeping the energy positive will keep it thick and strong, you want to be positive. You want to be happy. So that would be your goal to do in your mind. And of course, the energy follows. That's the biggest influence on your energy. You know, food, air, water, cosmic rays, everything influences us. Electromagnetic fields right now and such. But again, and your friends and your enemies and whoever are around you, other people, since they're electromagnetic as well. But the biggest influence is still in your mind. Whatever you make it is what going to be.
Yeah. And what follows is something that can really change the trajectory or the flow of what comes into your experience. So I love that you're talking about physical healing, because I think physical healing is one of those places where people go like, oh, it's real, right? It's real. I can see, like, there used to be something and now there's nothing. That's different, right? And that kind of proving to yourself, so important in the beginning of it. But when you step beyond that, then you have a whole different level of experience. Can you talk a little bit about that?
I had to do everything more than once. I had to do it in, you know, my former country and my new country. And again, you know, you come up with, I don't know, whoever came up with the first segue, you know, and trying to tell people, yeah, it, but how does it fall over? How does it, you know? And so I realized at one point that I had to educate people. So I wrote my first book. I figured, okay, you want to learn more? Here, read this. Then some parts were missing. Some parts I wanted to explain better and came my third book is, I think, perfect as far as explaining bioenergy healing and teaching others. proving was always the biggest issue. However, if you have a headache and I stop it in 2 minutes, do you need any more proof? Nobody believes themselves, and you know, suddenly it was, maybe they do, you know, I mean, the strength of belief is really strong. But I work on people who don't know I work on them. Many, you know, ladies would ask me to work on their non-believing husbands, or I work on babies who don't have any beliefs. So that was enough evidence for me at the beginning. It was more of getting experience about certain illnesses, because I you know, learn how to feel it. Then I learned what to do with it, how to stop that illness, or how to get rid of it. So it's years and years and years of experience that I can now convey to my students, and they don't have to go through all that tribulation. It's just much easier now. And literally in one afternoon, you can learn to do it.
I love that. So I did not learn to do this, but I will.
Absolutely.
I promise. I will be one of your millions. I love this philosophy, and also the method, right? The understanding of energy is so integral to who I am and what my experience has been, and what my work is, that it's wonderful. And I hope that everyone who hears the podcast today will feel like that, right? We'll just go like, okay, I'm going to do it then. I'm just, if I can learn it in an afternoon, I'm in, right?
Definitely. on my site, you will find all the information. And I have some videos. You can do the morning routine with me. There's a little 5-minute morning exercise that will get your energy moving. It will get your spine stretched and pretty much everything in your body. So there are a lot of useful informations there. Also some blogs, some on salt, whatever you knew about salt, forget about it. and many, many other things like that. The website is strongordaniel.com, strongordaniel.com. I'm sure you'll write it out somewhere there.
Yes, absolutely, we will. And I appreciate you bringing it up, because I do want to make sure that people can get in touch with you and get in touch with your work. So that is really wonderful that we have that. Thank you so much.
Very cool. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, you are a special, very special person. I'm really, really honored to get to talk to you today. So thank you so much. And I want to remind everybody who's listening today to also go to donnalyn.blog, and you will find all sorts of free resources about how to deal with emotional conditions, how to move your emotional energy, and how to have a happier life. So I'll see you guys next time.